Intermediate Listening Test 5 Part 1 Tape Script 12 ENI
Italian oil company ENI has revealed that, like its peers across the world, it's been making more money over the last 3 months. The company posted a 23% increase in net income for the second quarter. It's even better than analysts were predicting. It was helped by high oil prices. Fears that production levels slipped in the period proved unfounded. Output actually rose. Well, the positive news from ENI actually echoes the messages we had this week from the sector's biggest players. So let's just talk a bit more about ENI. So it was better than expected, and even though earlier you talked about where all the oil has gone, it actually was not as bad as we thought.
No, actually they got it wrong, didn't they? They were expecting a growth of around 1% on year-on-year. It came in over 1%, so that was very good. Again, no surprises, bumped up profits. And other oil major reports, and again we see all these big profits. The focus now really is, once the financials are out and put to the side, the focus is on the statements that usually follow. And analysts are looking for a couple of things. They want to see what the update is, the strategic update on ENI's oil reserves. Of course, it's a hot topic, really, with all the Western oil companies at the moment. Also, they want to see ENI's relations with the new central-left government, which has a 30% stake. There is lots of speculation that the state wanted to sell that 30%. But, in fact, yesterday, Italy's economic minister came out and said, no, hang on, we don't want to sell. If they do sell their stake, it exposes ENI to a possible takeover, and they don't want that. Analysts had also been looking more at the status of ENI's possible negotiations with Russia's Gazprom. That's certainly key. Also, a deal to buy up oil sand in Canada. A lot of analysts are concerned that ENI might be tempted to pay a little too much for that. So it's going to be interesting.
But certainly good news, and it might be interesting to see what happens this year.